Just as a writer and a journalist myself, I'm wondering how you found this story.
I was invited to the Banff Mountain Festival to do a presentation on the golden spruce, and you get passes when you're a presenter, and I had a pass to see a film called Conflict Tiger, which is a documentary made by a British filmmaker named Sasha Snow, perfect name for a Russian movie director. And this movie was about tigers and poaching in Russia, and went to it and was really blown away by it. And so that's where the seeds of this story came from. He covered this incident in that documentary, and, you know, a different angle in many ways, and just such a different medium. And I called him after the festival. It won the best of the festival, I think People's Choice. And I said, well, you know, I'm a writer, and I'm really interested in exploring the story. And he was very welcoming. And it had so many elements that reminded me of the Golden Spruce, but with a tiger. And I told him about this and sent him a copy of the book and of the Golden Spruce. And he's now doing a documentary with the help of the NFB on the Golden Spruce. And he gave me some names to go, you know, look up in Russia, and I went over there as soon as I could in March of 07. And, you know, I just wanted to see if there was more there. I didn't want to just do the film again, of course. And there was just a lot that he hadn't been able to squeeze in or even uncover for the film. And so there was lots left to do and explore. And the medium of the book just allows you to do a certain kind of blow-by-blow, moment-by-moment that films can't. And so once I realized that it was a lot more to be said and interviews that he had never even done, so once I had that confidence, then I, you know, I went at it in earnest.
How quickly did you know that there was a book in this story?
I knew it in about after 10 minutes of watching the film. It honestly was like a bolt to the forehead. I was hit between the eyes by this thing. And he and I, that's why I feel comfortable with him doing The Golden Spruce as a documentary, because he gets it. You know, he and I resonate on a very, Sasha Snow and I resonate on a very similar frequency. You know, even though we're on different continents, working in different media, I feel total confidence in him.
There's a nice story in the trade then here. Between.
Well, we're going to be meeting in Banff this November and taking the stage together to talk about that process.
Have you talked to him about collaborating directly on anything, or is that
no? We both are. You know, we have our own visions, and so, you know, when he came to me, you know, with the gold, you know, proposed the Golden Spruce, you know, I opened up, you know, every notebook and file I had and offered them to him, and he loaned me, you know, a couple of transcripts with people who had died since he made the film, and those were really helpful. And then, so we've, you know, definitely collaborated in that sense, in terms of sharing information.
So your first trip to Russia, you said, was in March 2007?
Yeah, and it was still winter there, so I really got to see the site and the scene as it would have looked and felt when those incidents actually took place. You know, it was 25, 30 below zero, a lot of snow on the ground, and very difficult to get around.
Is it daunting when you begin a project as ambitious like this, to suddenly be immersed in such a far-off, different culture than your own? Like, the logistics, to me, would be astoundingly daunting. But just, you know, knowing how much work lay ahead of you to get the story you wanted to get, how do you begin this process?
Well, the story had so much intrinsic energy. It was so dynamic and so well-suited to narrative form that I wanted to tell it in, that wasn't a problem. And it was simply how to get to it. You know, once I'd been over that first time and realized that there was so much kind of unrefined ore to work with, if you will, then it was just, you know, how do I do this? And I don't speak Russian. I've never been to Russia. And this is where really the secret to the success of this whole project comes in, which is this amazing translator who grew up in a neighborhood over from me in Vancouver, over from where I live. This guy named Josh Stenberg, who at the age of 26 speaks fluent Russian, fluent Mandarin, Spanish, French, Swedish, German. You know, he's a polyglot.
He puts the rest of us to shame.
A polyglot genius, really. And he you know, got a full scholarship to Harvard, graduated in 3 years, and had done his undergraduate thesis in this very obscure Russian city 150 miles from where the tiger incident took place. So it was meant to be. And when I finally realized my good fortune, when he emailed me back, I was referred to him by his father, who works at UBC, and I got this email from Nanjing in China, and he was, you know, instrumental. I was, you know, completely